only effective defense is to educate and train your people, giving them the practice they need to spot a social engineer, and then keep reminding people on a consistent basis of what they learned in the training but are all too apt to forget. Everyone in the organization must be trained to exercise an appropriate degree of suspicion and caution when contacted by someone he or she doesn't personally know, especially when that someone is asking for any sort of access to a computer or network. It's human nature to want to trust others, but as the Japanese say, business is war. Your business cannot afford to let down its guard. Corporate security policy must clearly define appropriate and inappropriate behavior. Security is not one size fits all. Business personnel usually have disparate roles and responsibilities, and each position has associated vulnerabilities. There should be a base level of training that everyone in the company is required to complete, and then people must also be trained according to their job profile to adhere to certain procedures that will reduce the chance that they will become part of the problem. People who work with sensitive information or are placed in positions of trust should be given additional specialized training. Keeping sensitive information safe. When people are approached by a stranger offering to help, as seen in the stories in this chapter, they have to fall back on corporate security policy that is tailored as appropriate to the business needs, size, and culture of your company. Never cooperate with a stranger who asks you to look up information, enter unfamiliar commands into a computer, make changes to software settings, or, the most potentially disastrous of all, open an email attachment or download unchecked software. Any software program, even one that appears to do nothing at all, may not be as innocent as it appears to be. There are certain procedures that, no matter how good our training, we tend to grow careless about over time. Then we forget about that training at crunch time, just when we need it. You would think that not giving out your account name and password is something that just about everybody knows or should know, and hardly needs to be told. It's simple common sense. But in fact, every employee needs to be reminded frequently that giving out the account name and password to their office computer, their home computer, or even the postage machine in the mailroom is equivalent to giving out the PIN number for their ATM card. There is occasionally, very occasionally, a quite valid circumstance when it's necessary, perhaps even important, to give someone else confidential information. For that reason, it's not appropriate to make an absolute rule about never. Still, your security policies and procedures do need to be very specific about circumstances under which an employee may give out his or her password, and, most importantly, who is authorized to ask for the information. Note: personally, I don't believe any business should allow any exchange of passwords. It's much easier to establish a hard rule that forbids personnel from ever sharing or exchanging confidential passwords. It's safer, too. But each business has to assess its own culture and security concerns in making this choice. Consider the source. In most organizations, the rule should be that any information that can possibly cause harm to the company or to a fellow employee may be given only to someone who is known on a face-to-face basis, or whose voice is so familiar that you recognize it without question. In high-security situations, the only requests that should be granted are ones delivered in person or with a strong form of authentication, for example, to separate items such as a shared secret and a time-based token. Data classification procedures must designate that no information be provided from a part of the organization involved with sensitive work to anyone not personally known or vouched for in some manner. So, How do you handle a legitimate-sounding request for information from another company employee, such as the list of names and email addresses of people in your group? In fact, how do you raise awareness so that an item like this, which is clearly less valuable than, say, a spec sheet for a product under development, is recognized as something for internal use only? One major part of the solution: designate employees in each department who will handle all requests for information to be sent outside the group. An advanced security training program must then be provided to make these designated employees aware of the special verification procedures they should follow. Note: incredibly, even looking up the name and phone number of the caller in the company's employee database and calling him back is not an absolute guarantee. Social engineers know ways of planting names in a corporate database or redirecting telephone calls. Forget nobody. Anyone can quickly rattle off the identity of organizations within her company that need a high degree of protection against malicious attacks. But we often overlook other places that are less obvious, yet highly vulnerable. In one of these stories, the request for a fax to be sent to a phone number within the company seemed innocent and secure enough, yet the attacker took advantage of this security loophole. The lesson here: everybody from secretaries and administrative assistants to company executives and high-level managers needs to have special security training so that they can be alert to these types of tricks. And don't forget to guard the front door. Receptionists, too, are often prime targets for social engineers and must also be made aware of the deceptive techniques used by some visitors and callers. Corporate security should establish a single point of contact as a kind of central clearinghouse for employees who think they may have been the target of a social engineering ruse. Having a single place to report security incidents will provide an effective early warning system that will make it clear when a coordinated attack is underway so that any damage can be controlled immediately.